it's an incredibly important WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, your name is right there in the beginning, so we must find out how you're doing first. How
are
we doing?
I'm doing pretty damn good today, Spike Lee. Jackie, baseball. Baseball still lives on, brother. Got one more night, at least one more night. Holla at your boy.
Don't let the Yanks win tonight. Don't let
them get hot.
Don't let the Yanks get hot and leave the fans alone.
Yeah, who the hell said that they should have pitched Gerrit Cole last night? Not
morons.
Me. Not me. Only idiots. Well, we have a big show for you as always. The newest edition of Flyers in 50 comes up at 3:30 as we are the official Flyer show on WIP and in Philadelphia. So that'll happen with Broads. Baldy will join us at 4. New Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings at 4:30. Of course, the top 5 of 5 of 5. And then Devin Caney will join us at 5:30, right after the Nick Nurse press conference, hopefully with some update that we know she's not going to get because they're not going to tell anyone. But Devin will be with us at 5:30. Ike.
That was good, brother.
Yeah. So you started off talking about we still have baseball, which I'm very happy about, actually. I hope this series goes 7 games because I've really enjoyed the baseball playoffs this year, aside from our horrible series. One of the things that happened after our series ended is I got to just watch neutrally the rest of the baseball, and it's been great. Mm-hmm. But I was watching last night, and I'm watching these teams play in the World Series, the New York Yankees and the Los Angeles Dodgers. And one thing that is clear to me watching these teams is that there is a talent gap between our team and these teams. Clearly, when you look at the Dodgers lineup, which is truly one of the most deadly lineups I've ever seen, there's a talent gap there. Mm-hmm. And even the Yankees, who are an imperfect lineup, right there in the middle of the lineup, you have Juan Soto, you have Aaron Judge. There's just a talent gap. And we can talk about hitting approach and culture and coaching all we want, all day long with the Phillies. But there is a talent gap. And I ask myself, how are the Phillies going to get better? How are they going to get from point A to point B? Look, they don't want to trade Miller. They don't want to trade Painter. None of the players who we'd be willing to trade have any value, right? I mean, they're nice players for us, but Nick Castellanos is not getting you anything. JT Realmuto's not getting you anything. Alec Bohm's not getting you anything. How are we going to get better? And the truth is, we're going to have to sign someone, and we're going to have to spend money. And there is a person available who is on the New York Yankees currently, but will be an unrestricted free agent who is debatably one of the 3 or 4 best hitters in all of baseball. He is 26 years old, and he is Juan Soto. And he would be the sort of massive upgrade on the Phillies that we're talking about. He would help bridge the gap in talent between the Phillies and these teams we're talking about. Not only that, he would help bridge the gap between this era of great Phillies baseball and whatever the next era of Phillies baseball is, because he's only 26 years old. And all it takes is money. It just takes money. The Yankees are dying to have someone outspend them for Juan Soto so they don't have to spend that money. Dying. And everyone who says, well, he won't leave New York. Yes, he will leave New York. He will leave for whoever pays him the most money. His agent is Scott Boras, who is the same agent that Bryce Harper has. The Phillies are friendly with Scott Boras. He's played with Bryce. He's played with Trey Turner. And all John Middleton needs to sacrifice is like $750 million.
Yeah.
But that's it.
That's it.
It's just money. It's right there. It's right there in front of us. A guy who gets on base, who hits for power, who's young, who can play the field. All of those things. Think about how different our lineup would be with Juan Soto just plopped right there in the first third of it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't think you need to do a whole lot of a sale job.
Just sign him. Yeah, just people. Pay him the most.
For Juan Soto, I think that's certainly a player, particularly at his age. That's the thing that gets me more than anything. At 26 years old, you're looking at having a guy for almost another decade, at least 7 to 10 years of being in his prime, of being able to play this sport and really be the face of your franchise. And when you add him to the likes of a Bryce Harper and Trey Turner, who we know will be here, I would imagine they're going to re-sign Kyle Schwarber, even though it may be at a shorter deal. But I would imagine this is the last team Kyle Schwarber plays for. I couldn't see him playing anywhere else. Like to add Juan Soto to that. There's a couple guys that, in order to get Juan Soto here, I'd be perfectly fine with moving on from if it's going to free up some financial stability there to where...
Sure.
Yeah, so if that means a JT Realmuto, that means obviously a Nick Castellanos, guys like that, we got to do what you got to do. This is the type of player you do that for. And quite frankly, I think we as a fan base need it. Right? We like this Phillies baseball team, but we've also, I feel like we may have reached our ceiling right here with this team.
Yes.
Like we may, like for us as fans, it's like this is the best we're going to get out of them. So we almost need something else to sort of revive the fan base and give us some sort of new hope. The only way you could possibly believe you could take down a team like the Dodgers,
right,
is to add this type of bat to your lineup.
Let's do something they would do.
And that's exactly what the Dodgers would do.
Right. Let's do what they would do.
Yeah.
Let's add somebody who bat flips after he hits a home run. Let's add some cockiness to this lineup.
And the Soto shuffle.
Staring at home runs. Jack, can you give...
He's a mix between Ricky Henderson. He's got all type of... what is the baseball swag?
Yes.
When he's in the batter's box.
Yes.
He's good at everything.
Yes.
Can you, Jack, give just some perspective to, I know people hear Juan Soto's name and they know that he's good, but can you give some like top level perspective about how good?
He's a mix of Ted Williams and a little bit less power than Barry Bonds. I mean, that's what he is. He's on the same trajectory
Ted
as those
Williams
two.
Yes.
And Barry Bonds.
Yes, audience, are you Ted Williams?
Hold on. Ted Williams is my granddad's favorite player. I got a lot of Teddy Williams ball game, Teddy ball game kind of knowledge growing up.
I didn't know this.
But on base percentage wise, it's those guys. I mean, yeah. He is an inner circle Hall of Famer, and he's 26 years old.
26?
He's 26 years old. And I want to – can I read you a quote?
Yes.
Can I read you one quote?
Read me a quote.
That I think is very, very important.
Us a quote!
There's no audio, so that's why there's not – I have to read it. And I struggle at reading in front of large audiences, but here we go. How much money did the 27 Yankees make? Or the 29 A's? Or the 75 and 76 Big Red Machine? Does anybody know? Does anybody care?
Nope.
Nobody knows or cares whether any of them make any money or not. And nobody cares about whether I make any money or not. If my legacy is that I don't lose any money owning a baseball team on an annual operating basis, that's a pretty sad legacy. It's about putting trophies in cases. Who said that?
Steinbrenner?
John Middleton
that
last
sounds like
year.
Our Whoa, owner.
Middleton
that, yeah, that was our owner.
Middleton
yes.
said
Spend
that.
Spend the money! Okay, so this is what we're going to do. And we've talked about this briefly before, but we as a show feel like we need to lead Philadelphia in the charge here. And we do have an owner who occasionally pays attention to what we do.
Yes.
So
follow our lead.
Follow our lead, John. John Middleton needs to sacrifice like $1 billion. That's his sacrifice. We are also going to sacrifice. So the official movement is sacrifice for Soto. We are all going to sacrifice something. Jack, now, if you haven't heard it before, Jack has, I think it's the biggest sacrifice I've seen so far.
Yes, even bigger than Giulio trying to steal our bet.
Yes. What is your sacrifice, Jack?
I'm going to name my next kid Juan.
And your wife is pregnant.
Yeah, she's pregnant.
And
yes.
It is a boy.
Yes. Now, the problem is it's due early January. He might sign after that.
Well, that's all right. We'll figure it out.
You can always go back and change the name.
You can change your name.
Yeah.
You can change your name.
He's going to have to explain for a long time why his name is Juan, but it'll be for a good cause.
Juan
guess what?
Fritz.
He's going to be a world champion.
Juan Fritz.
He's going to be a world champion. It's all that matters.
So Jack's sacrifice for Soto will be naming his second child Juan.
Yeah.
My sacrifice, and I was asked this in the meeting, would you do it? I will get a Juan Soto tattoo. I'm not getting...
You're not doing his face, apparently.
I'm not getting his face. No. Wait a minute. Don't give me the apparently. You gave me the... I don't want his face on me.
No.
I don't have anybody's face on me. But I'll get a 22 with a... I'll get his jersey, whatever the hell. It will be a Soto tattoo. It will be undoubtedly a Juan Soto tattoo on my flesh for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Now, Ike wasn't getting a tattoo.
Uh-uh.
He's not going to have any more kids.
Uh-uh.
But Ike hates mayonnaise.
Yeah.
And Ike has not only volunteered to eat a sandwich with mayonnaise on it, he will eat a mayonnaise sandwich. Will you do it on the air for us?
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
However we want to do it.
All right.
Yeah.
So we are going to sacrifice.
I came short of saying I'll eat a jar of mayonnaise. We'll not go that far.
Could you imagine spooning out the...
Yeah, we'll not go that far.
Because you would give up on a jar of mayonnaise.
Yeah,
I don't think you'd get through it.
I'd be out after one scoop.
Yeah, I want it to actually happen, and a jar of mayonnaise is not happening. Yeah. So we are making our sacrifices, but this, it can't just be us. Mm-hmm. It has to be a movement with all of us. It has to be with all of Philadelphia. So we are asking you today, and we're asking you, and you're not just saying this on the air, you are committing to it. Jack, can we keep a record of everyone's sacrifice today?
Yeah, I'll start a Google Doc.
Okay. Now, power's in numbers. The power is in numbers.
Yes. This teams care. Teams care. I want you to think about this. When you booed the Phillies, when the Phillies didn't want to have a team meeting this year, mm-hmm. and they said nothing was wrong, and for the first time this season you booed them, what happened? The next day, they had a team meeting. Trey Turner got benched. Kyle Schwarber hit a grand slam. They listen. They care. The last time when there was a big free agency summer or a free agency winter for Major League Baseball, and there was a WIP poll, would you rather have Manny Machado or Bryce Harper? And it was clearly Bryce Harper. What did we do? We got Bryce Harper.
Yeah, Bryce Harper.
They listen. You.
That's when I finally started listening to Jack Fritz. That's when I realized who Jack Fritz was.
Right. Harper Lent.
It was Harper Lent.
Harper Lent.
Even though he was already my producer, I still didn't know him.
I was not your producer.
What? When Harper Lent came?
No. Remember? Because you had Ben. I remember Ben running through the hallways when we signed Bryce Harper.
Yes. No, you're right. You came in 19. You came in 19?
Yeah, August 1st of 2019.
But we'd already gotten Bryce earlier in the year. Yes. That's what it was. Okay. And well, I tell you, getting old is not fun.
I want you to think of this, too. Think about running the ball. Think about running the ball.
Man.
You yelled. All the Eagles need to do is run. They have the best running back in the league. They have the best offensive line in the league. Why don't they run the ball? And you yelled and you shouted and there was a bye week. And now the Eagles are the number one running team in the NFL because of you.
Yep.
So,
and Juan Soto, by the way, is a Yankee because Yankees fans were pissed.
Yes.
And people are not happy with how last year's Philly season went. And if they run it back with the same players, it's not going to be good enough. And people are going to be furious.
And do you want to be a little brother to New York City? Because I don't want to be a little brother to New York City. Do you want to sit there and think to yourself, well, he's not going to leave New York. He's not going to leave the Yankees. Steve Cohen will pay him. John Middleton's money is just as green as Steve Cohen's is. That is a fact. It doesn't matter where the money comes from.
Just as green.
And he wants to be on the East Coast. Soto wants to be here in the Northeast. And we are in the Northeast the last time I checked. So it's on us. We will sacrifice.
Even though it doesn't feel like it's the Northeast right now, but yes.
No, yeah, it is. By mid-January, it'll feel that way.
Yes.
So we want to know from you, what are you prepared to sacrifice for Soto? This is the beginning of the movement. The movement does not stop until he signs here, which, if you remember correctly, with Bryce Harper, didn't even happen until after they reported for spring training.
Yeah.
So we could be here for a while, but we are holding you to this. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus leads us off. Corey, are you prepared to sacrifice for Soto?
And are you sacrificing?
Don't be pressing no buttons on my car today. I had some review going on. Somebody was trying to, press buttons. I don't know what was going on, but my phone was not messed up, people.
You're blaming us?
It was definitely messed up. It was 100% messed up.
Hey, man. Ike. You always get caught up, man. You get too excited. Come on, we going to Pound Town. Come on. You knew you was going to cut it, man. You just got too carried away.
Taking everybody to Pound Town, baby.
But hey, if John Milton said that, hey man, you better go out and spend money, brother. Hey, go trade for Mike Trout, get Soto. Listen, the thing about Soto is that we've seen this before, man. We've seen this with Harper and Trey Turner, Schwarber, Max Scherzer, and all them. Like I need more than just Soto. I need more than that. Soto would be great, and I know it's going to cost a lot of money, and that's a big acquisition, but I need more than just him. If we really trying to compete with the Dodgers, you got to go out and get more than just him, right? So,
it's not a bad start. It's certainly an improvement over Austin Hayes and Whit Merrifield.
Oh, for sure. Them is just people on the roster. But if I'm going, what I'm going to give up is I'll give up the Michael Jordan moniker if
they sign Soto.
Oh, that means so much to me.
Hey, also, real quick.
Yes. Y'all, you will never refer to Jalen Hurts as Michael Jordan ever again.
Exactly.
That's a huge sacrifice.
That is a huge sacrifice.
Yep, never again. If we get Soto, I won't ever bring it up again. Also, Bronny James. Why y'all let Bronny James take shots at me yesterday? But it's cool, though. Bronny James. Hey, man, you want to question my fanhood?
Oh, you're talking about Aaron from Mount Air?
That's a pretty good nickname, I got to be honest.
Bronny James, you want to question my fanhood? That's cool and all, you know. But it's they I know it hurt you when I called you out because you was like, damn, I really want to rock with Hurts, you know. But it's all right, Bronny James, you know.
Well, in fairness to Aaron, he's not really someone that's looking for confrontation.
Yeah, you started.
And you started this, quite frankly.
I just wanted everybody to say I was wrong. Hey, if this is an accountability show, if I'm wrong, I come out and say I was wrong. I did it plenty of times. So if you,
I'm just saying, you threw the first shot and he responded.
That's right. You know, so from now on, we don't got Jalen Hurts, we got Bronny James. Because, you know, we only want to hear Pops talk.
Oh, you went to Pops talking? Is that what you're doing? You went to Big Air?
Yeah, that's why he's calling him Bronny.
Okay.
That is.
Hey, now, but it's all love, though. Not for real. I don't want no beef. It's all love.
Oh, now you don't want no beef.
Nah. It's just a joke, not for real. Like, I'm a lovable guy. I don't want no smile. I really, it's all jokes to me. I love everybody. And Spike, real quick.
Yes, sir.
You said Mount Aries over Columbus. Hey, a boy from Columbus knocked out the baddest man in the world. You forgot Buster Douglas? Well, Mike, they better stop playing with me.
Dude, you're going back 30 years.
He's claiming Buster Douglas.
Go back 30 years.
He is from Columbus. Yeah. He is from Columbus.
Yeah. It's all right.
I'll holler at y'all, yo. All right, Corey. Michael Jordan if we get Soto.
Okay. That's a big sacrifice, that is a big so far.
You think OG would sacrifice something for a Soto?
Would
he sacrifice Jalen?
No.
He's definitely not doing that.
Will he sacrifice?
He would sacrifice Bryce. He would say trade Bryce and
will he sacrifice the green blazer? The Kelly green blazer?
Could I burn it?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Well,
that's his signature jacket now.
This is big. Look,
it's Kelly Green week.
Look, you're saying he can't. Jack is going to name his child Juan. I'm getting it tattooed on me for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
We can burn the Kelly green jacket.
Yeah. But OG is not really all in on the Phillies.
Well, he better be. We need everyone.
It takes a village.
It takes a village.
That would be a huge sacrifice.
Yes. 215-592.
Would he give up his producer?
Something tells me he could give him up and the producer would still keep showing up wherever we go. I don't think we're going to see any less adjustment.
I'm still... Bronny James, huh? That's
a good one.
He waited on that one.
I did not catch on to the whole dad until the end. Wow.
And it must hurt Aaron specifically because Aaron's a LeBron
He's
guy.
He's a LeBron guy. He is. Yep. Which is kind of why I'm okay with it.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Today is Sacrifice for Soto Day. What will you sacrifice? Chris from Middletown, you're on WIP.
Come on, Chris.
What's up, Chris?
Good day, man.
What are you giving up? You finally want to lead a midday show? What are you sacrificing?
Yeah.
Let's talk a little business here first. First, let me get to that fraud that was just on the
air. Nope. First, we do the topic. We do the other stuff second.
Okay. We'll go to the topic. Yeah. What am I giving up? I will never, ever again on air say we are.
We're losing the...
Losing the... Now that's got a big for Penn State.
Guys, I love the Phillies. I love the Eagles. I love all my sports. But there is nothing in my life that I care and love more about than my Nittany Lions. So... That's how much I want Soto.
The Knicks? Right? It's just college football. Like,
yeah.
Come on, man. The Nittany Lions, man. That's in your blood, though, man. Your blood.
Like, tell him when you go to a real school, not a fraudulent school like Bloomsburg, you know, you have some passion. You know, Jack, I know I was up there last week. I drove past the university. I saw your statue.
Did you spit on it? Did you spit on the university and say, yeah, screw you?
You know. So let's pivot based on this topic. Corey, Oh, hi. No. Corey, I'm gonna ship you some tissues so you can dry your eyes on Saturday afternoon when you know, the truth
big
is.
Big game this weekend, in case you guys didn't know that.
Penn State, I don't care. Ohio State?
Yes.
We're talking about children playing football. Is that yeah. what we care about? 19-year-olds who we never met playing football?
Yeah, big game, Chris. I feel you.
You're getting mad at kids in their
20s. I like the Nittany Lions this weekend, Chris. Let's go.
What grade did he get on a science test? What are we talking about here?
Yeah, listen. So, and then as far as the feud that's going on between Jack and Gilio, man, I got the popcorn here. I'm just sitting watching it. This is fun. I'm enjoying this. I got my boy Chuck right next to me, so we're watching.
Oh, easy. Is he in a booster seat?
Who's that?
He's in the sidecar. Yeah, he's in the sidecar. In the booster seat, in the sidecar.
Robin over there. Chris is Batman.
We got all the muscle. All I got to do is say, hey, Yosh, plenty of room for you here, brother.
Come on, you want Yosh too?
That's not happening. Good luck.
I'm already tight with my boy Rios. You know, we're Army brothers, so you know we're ready.
Oh, you want Rios too?
Come on, get serious. None of this is happening.
Coming to the winning team.
But there's a better chance of Juan Soto being in Philly than Rios leaving this show.
Yeah,
right?
It's not happening.
And just listen, if we get Soto, I'm also going to do something else. Bryce, sorry to break your heart, but you're going to be number two on my favorite Philly list if we get one.
I don't think I don't care.
Spike, do you think a lot of people will leave the Bryce bandwagon to roll over to Juan Soto?
Well, people like the new, you know, that's how marriages fall apart.
It'll just be me and Jack over there with Bryce.
Bryce can allow it because Bryce knows that that's going to really infringe upon his
marriage. Well, and here's the other thing, Chris. Thank you for the call.
Well, Bryce is almost at that point where it's like, I'll take all the help I can get.
Yeah, we need a world series. It helps Bryce Harper.
Yes.
This helps. Yes. This, you win a World Series. You extend the viability of the core of this team by making the core younger and better. And here's the other thing that Bryce will be happy about is that somebody's going to sign for some huge amount of money, and then he's going to get a couple more years on his contract for a bunch of money.
Well, he definitely
to
is.
To make him feel better about it.
Yeah.
He's going to make money. The team will be better. It's the same agent. It's a former teammate. Let's go.
And by the way, I mean, how many more people can Bryce bring on board that already have the ring and he doesn't?
Oh, I know. I know. This is the truth.
Yes.
So
he's been the only guy on the team without a ring.
So we're asking
Wheeler. We can't. We need Wheeler to get a ring.
Yeah, I would like Wheeler to get a ring as well. All right. So we're asking you, what will you sacrifice for Juan Soto? We are starting the movement today. 215-592-9494. Ike, the Yankees have released a statement on the guy who stole the ball from Mookie Betts.
He's been banned for life.
I don't know about that.
Oh my God.
Well, I'll tell you what's on the statement next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.